Well, we have informed employers in the public sector across the country that as of the 25th, our members are going to be engaged in a fairly long-term industrial action campaign, which will see them effectively working to rule and refusing to engage in any new work practices or modernisation measures. This, of course, is in response to the harsh government cuts in public sector pay in December's budget. And over the last 8 months, public sector workers have seen their pay being cut somewhere in the region of between 15 and 20%.
In real terms, people on the ground in Donegal, how will they see their services affected, the main services from the 25th?
Well, I mean, first of all, this isn't about trying to hit frontline services. This is about sending a clear signal to the government that our members have had enough and all of the public sector unions are determined to protect the current pay levels, see a reversal of the cuts. But effectively what won't happen will be no modernisation or any new work practices engaged with over the coming months. And clearly there's been a large number of public sector workers who have lost their jobs in terms of fixed term contracts over the last 12 months. So we will see some services hit, but this is about concentrating the minds of the government. And we firmly lay the blame to the current administration for the collapse in social partnership and the current action which is going to be engaged in over the coming period.
So would it be fair to say that at least in the early stages, unless there is some intervention, it will be employers that will see the effects more perhaps than the public?
Yes, I think that's absolutely the case, because the government have already indicated that they're looking to save somewhere in the region of €2 billion in the budget in 2010. That's obviously going to be predicated on further pay cuts and cuts in frontline services. So initially, the 25th will see employers feeling the bite in terms of staff refusing to cooperate or modernise or to cover sick leave or unfilled posts. But clearly, the action will be cranking up over the coming months. And I think that it's quite likely and probable that we're going to see some further industrial strife on the basis of strike action in different parts of the country over the coming period.
Well, finally, just to try and perhaps make it more clear, say a county council perspective, for instance, many staff have lost their jobs there. The remaining staff are perhaps being asked to take up the slack. Will that process be affected, for instance?
Well, I mean, we have been engaged with Donegal County Council and all of the unions, for that matter, in a process of modernisation and reorganisation to deal with the impact of the reduction in staff. Unfortunately, as a result of the government measures in December, there will be no public sector transformation in Donegal or anywhere else in the country. And again, we firmly blame the blame of this development at the feet of the current administration and the government.